name's Eric Swarenstein. I'm originally from South Africa, and I was horrified about these secret trials going on because it's reminiscent of what happened in South Africa. But they had similar terrorist acts and took away the rights of people, which ultimately led to a fascist state. So people don't realize how creeping the demise of democracy can be.
How long have you been in Canada?
25 years.
And is this something that you expected to experience within your time here?
No.
At all?
But obviously they're following the line of the U.S., I presume following 9/11, and the non-democratic U.S. government, and things like the Patriot Act, which are reminiscent also in the States of the McCarthy era. So it's a group of people acting in their own interests, not in the interests of the mass of the population.
When you discuss this with people, co-workers, family members, noticing the reactions of people on the street, do you find that at least some people seem to be concerned about what's going on, or do you find there seems to be a general ignorance of the fact that this is even happening at all?
Well, there's a large degree of ignorance about it, and I think probably the press is, some of the press, I should say, is complicit in not publicizing the fact that we no longer have the protections that we thought we had in Canada. Yeah, I think people are surprised. I bumped in an American tourist who said, I'm glad to see that you guys are doing something about it. There's about 15% of the population in the States who are active about it, and about another 20 or so, he said, that are aware of it, but really, it's not getting much coverage there either. Well, I mean, it's the patriotism is suppressing the activity against it, so people are scared to speak out. And I hope that it's complacence in Canada, because at least one can stir people out of complacence, but if it's apathy, then it's pretty bad.
Has there been any contact with legislators, members of parliament, to discuss these secret trials and security certificates?
I know there have been letters of protest. I'm not part of the organization here. You'll have to speak to the organizers about that. But I know many organizations have written. I've written YMP and things like that. Still waiting to hear about it.
Is this something that you think will change in the near future? Like, I know we all hope it'll change in the near future, but from what you've seen, from the reactions that you've seen, do you think that there's a chance that these men could be released soon, or is it something that you think that's going to be going on for at least another few more years?
I think it's going to be a long struggle to release these and others. We don't know that these are all that have been arrested, as far as I'm aware. There could apparently be others that we're not aware of. So I think it's going to depend on the awareness of the Canadian population and the degree to which they speak up about it. That's what we'll decide.
How did you first hear about
On email. I got an email about it, and I thought, my goodness, this can't be true. But it is. Yeah. An email. There's a lot of email from social justice groups.
And I imagine you talk to relatives back in South Africa once in a while about what you're doing here. Right. Have you spoken to them about the secret trials? And
no, I haven't. It's in their past now, right? Certainly they're not aware of it going on.
How do you think they'd react to knowing this is going on?
Well, I'm sure they'd say deja vu all over again, I guess. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. No, it's pretty sad that it's going on in Canada. Hopefully we can put an end to it.